we think we're about 1,022, 23 over this point last year. This is would be the third year in a row that the Mediterranean debts have surpassed 3,000. We're up to almost 2,900 right now, and so 3,000 is very close. Last 2 years have been 3,800 and 3,200, so 7,000 in the prior 2 years. We're well over 10,000 for this crisis, and this year we really hate to say this, but we expect to go over 3,000 for the third year in a row.
It's not looking at all good, and can we just maybe recap on what's happened this week? You saw a spike in recent days and 5,000 plus rescued off the Italian shores coming from North Africa.
Just in the last 24 hours, we've learned of 5,071 migrants rescued on the high seas, a total of 40 different operations by Italian Navy and International Shipping, also some other the Frontex countries. We have reports of a wooden ship with as many as 300 people on it rescued. There was one body found on one of those ships. There are 38 rubber dinghies, we're told, that each had over 100 people apiece.
These are men, women, children, or mainly women and children?
They tend to be all men, women, and children. We've seen all. This week we met with some Eritrean representatives. They told me that just since May 25th, 700 people from their country, men, women, and children, have died in the Mediterranean. So that's out of the 2861 that we count now, about a fourth of those died just since May 25th from one country.
And have you seen any more of the shift towards Egypt? There was certainly data showing that more people are jumping off from Egypt as opposed to Libya because of the insecurity.
Yeah, Egypt's definitely picking up. We have not yet seen the people stuck in Turkey moving down to Egypt. We haven't seen that, but we have seen a lot of new country nationality representatives coming in, coming up through Alexandria. Interestingly enough, one of the countries we've never seen before that is showing up is the Comoros Islands. I was talking to our chief of mission from Yemen just yesterday, and she said that the only connecting flight to Europe had run through Sana'a, had come through Air Yemen, which would make sense. When you see on a map, Yemen's just due north of the Comoros. And that, since the civil war there, has been shut down. So it's logical that people with ties to Europe just can't wait for that airline to get back and running. They're finding an alternative way. It's an extreme alternative, but they're getting to the mainland of Africa somehow, and moving up East Africa, and they're ending up in Alexandria, which is where we understand these boats are assembled.